heard of the talking drums of Africa, but have you ever heard them yourself? This is the sound of a genuine talking drum on the banks of the great Congo River in the very center of the continent of Africa. To be exact, almost on the equator near Standerville, where the river steamers, coming upstream from Leopoldville, 1,000 miles away, are held up by the first rapids named after Stanley the Great Explorer. He first saw them in 1876 on his famous journey across Africa from east to west. In this area, there lives an African tribe called the Lokele, and it's these people who've always been famous for their drum messages. Stanley himself, writing about them, said, "They have not yet adopted electric signals, but possess, however, a system of communication quite as effective. Their huge drums, by being struck in different parts, convey language as clear to the initiated as vocal speech." That was nearly 80 years ago, and the drum messages can still be heard up and down the river, though nowadays, with no more tribal fighting to keep them up to pitch, the people do not need to use their drums as they used to, and so it's dying out like so many other African crafts. A couple of years ago, a missionary called John Carrington wrote a book on these talking drums of the Upper Congo River, the same kind of drums that Stanley heard. For years, he's been studying the Lokele language of the people around his mission at Yakusu, but John Carrington is now many miles away down the river where we can't get to him. But his colleague from the Yakusu mission, Mr. W.H. Ford, who has also made a keen study of the language, will help to explain something of the theory behind the sending of drum messages in central Congo.
Talking drums in this part of the world are called bungungu. Very simple in structure, just a large log of wood, any size up to 4 feet long and a couple of feet in diameter. The one you've just heard is a smaller one. It's hollowed out through one long narrow slit. That's why it's sometimes called a slit drum. It isn't a drum at all, of course. It's really a kind of wooden gong. The cunning part about the hollowing out is that one edge of the slit is made thinner than the other. This gives you two distinct notes when you beat the edge of the slit with a pair of beaters. The thinner one gives a deep note. Singly, sound the low tone. That's the low tone. Now the high tone. That's the high tone. They call the low tone the male, olume, and the high note the female, wali. Further up the Congo, strangely enough, it's the high note which is called the male and not the low note. This is because with their kind of drum up the river, the high note carries the furthest to the distance and has nothing to do with the sound of a man's or woman's voice. But here the deep note is the stronger. Now just compare the two. Boo, 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 boo. Now how do these Lokele send their messages? It's like this. A talking drum would be no good at all for sending messages in English, because our language is not strictly a tone language. But most African languages are tone languages, and every word has to be given its correct tone. For example, if I were to say in three low tones, Lisaka, it would mean a marsh or a wet place, Lisaka. Or if I said Lisaka, which means a promise, with two low and one high tone, Lisaka, that would mean a promise. But if I use a low and two high tones, which means a poison, Lisaka, Lisaka, here's another, Ayeke, which means let him come, Ayeke. Or Ayeke, which means quite the opposite, don't let him come, Ayeke. We compare the two, Ayeke and Ayeke. So you see, you have to be careful to get your tones correct if you want to speak an African language. And that is why the Lokele people were able to invent their drum language. By copying the tones of their words, or really the tones of whole phrases, they were able to send each other messages across and up and down the river, which made sense at the other end. Incidentally, in all Africa south of the equator, it is only in the Congo Basin that you find message drums. Even 100 miles away from the river, where they still use the same kind of slit drum, they do not know how to transmit messages on them. They are used solely for dancing and sometimes for sending signals, but not messages, as you find here on the Congo River itself. Now, I'm sure you'll immediately ask yourself, how do these African people distinguish between two words of the same tone pattern on the drum? Because surely they must sound alike. The answer is simple. Although they are using the words of their own language, they do not really send messages in single words, but in whole phrases. Single words would not be clear, but a phrase would be. For example, everyone has his drum name. One of our drummers here now is called Koko. His drum name is a phrase including both his name and an explanation. Koko olungula bukiyokiyo. That means the little chicken which cries kiyo kiyo. This phrase is quite clear in its right context. And here's another example. The name for cassava, or manioc, the root which, when properly prepared, makes tabioko, in the spoken Lokele language here at Yokusu, is lomata. But when we speak of it on the talking drum, we must use the phrase lomata otikali kundo, which means the cassava remaining behind in the fallow garden. If we split this up into its individual words, it is clear that the drum or gong simply reproduces the tonal patterns of each spoken word. Lomata, otikala, kundo. Now all together, lomata otikala kundo. Everything, every commonplace object used in everyday life, has its drum name or phrase. And of course, everyone knows these phrases by heart. This gong here, this slit drum, is called bungungu. But on the drum itself, it's called bokokowa olundo, the lump of red olundo wood. Now you'll hear the drum again, bokokowa olundo. You often hear stories about the Africans drumming the news when a white man enters a village. In fact, it is difficult to move around these drum message districts without your presence being advertised in this way. The word for a white man is bosungo, but his drum phrase is bosungo limokunda lokunda, which means white man's spirit from out of the forest. So you see, when you want to send messages on these Lokele drums, you must first learn the set phrases in order to get over this difficulty or confusion, one single word being confused with another. Once you get this right, the rest is easy. Now for a whole message. We'll make one up. First of all, we start off with a call sign. Ito, ito, ito. That means attention, pay attention. And then we have to say who we are, the drum belonging to so-and-so, is sending its voice upriver or downriver to a certain place or village. And this is how we start. And I'll read out, first of all, five phrases. Attention, the talking drum goes downriver to the village of Yokusu. Ito, ito, ito. Bokoko wa olundo. Bule imbule. Kundalika lenge liboke. Dia faka ko alembu. Incidentally, the drum name of Yokusu contains two names of old ancestors of the villages, Afaka and Alembu. We repeat that, the Afaka ko Alembu. Now for the message itself, because the people of Yokusu will have recognized their call sign and be listening carefully. We'll call up Chief Choko of Yokusu and ask him to send us some supplies of manioc, fowls, firewood, and bananas. Now Chief Choko's drum name is Songe Litangela Mangu, which means the moon looks down on the earth. And to make it still more clear, we give him his full title as well. Songeli Tangela Manga Ulungula Butika Elose. And now we'll give several more phrases. Come, 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 with manioc remaining in the deserted garden, with fowls which cry kio kio, with little sticks of firewood, with bananas which must be propped up when ripe, because ripe bunches of bananas on the stalk are inclined to fall over, they get so heavy. Yaku, yaku, yaku. La lumata utikali kundo. La koko ulungula la bukiyokiyo. Lato colo colo tua torte. Dali condo libo tumbesa. Now we'll have three or four more phrases. Come, 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 come to the white man's spirit of the forest. He is waiting, he is waiting, he is waiting in the house with a high roof of the white man's spirit of the forest. Don't stay behind, don't stay behind, don't stay behind. Ende osungoli mokunda lukunda. Alumbakeli, alumbakeli. Kundanda koyatumbe elundulikolo. Dao sungoli mokunda lukunda. Utikaleke, utikaleke, utikaleke. Now that's the end of our message. And so we sign off with the usual ending, which we beat on the low note, the male note of the drum. Do, 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 do. Now this is what the whole message would sound like if you were here in the forest on the edge of this great Congo River. How do we know that the message has been received at Chief Choko's village? We should hear this reply coming back from the distance. You can only hear messages effectively up to about 4, 5, or 6 miles, or sometimes a little longer, according to the time of day and the weather. The best time of day is either early in the morning or just after sunset. Well, our reply should come back something like this. What the drum said is correct. Wait for it, wait for it. The food you want for the white man, everything should be there. Elika ume bungungu eingo. Tangela. Inganaka. Bileme yalusa. Kondo nako ya usungo limo. Kondalo kunda. Bilembole. Bilembole. Of course, there are messages for all occasions. Births, marriages, and deaths are all announced on the drum. Wrestling matches, markets, and dances are all broadcast. This is what we mean by talking drums of the Upper Congo.